is Central Standard Friday, Friday, September 7th, and we have a great show for you because in the second half of the show, we're going to be discussing a real up-and-coming culinary destination in Kansas City, outside of Kansas City, which would be Lawrence, Kansas. It's best known as a charming, sweet college town, but it's become, because it's not very far from Kansas City, a great dining destination. So we want to hear about your favorite Lawrence restaurant in the second half of the show. But before we get to that, let me introduce our lovely food writers here. And I'll start with this lovely young lady.
This one is Emily Ferris from FeedMeKC.com and the Feed Me KC podcast.
Very good.
And I'm Mary Block with Around the Block blog. And I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star, and Around the Block is also on Facebook.
Very good.
And Gloria Gale, 435 South Magazine.
Well, I thought we'd start the show and talk about new places you've all been to. And in a few minutes, we'll open the phone lines if you have new places you want to share with us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888.
And Twitter. And you can tweet at us.
Why do I keep forgetting? You could email us at centralstandard@kcur.org. And Twitter. You could tweet us at KCURCST. At KCURCST. All right, Emily, where have you been that's new, exciting, vibrant, vital?
Well, last night, I know you've been to this place as well. I went to the Reserve at the Ambassador Hotel.
Which is kind of their combination lobby, restaurant, and lounge.
Yes, I was very surprised when we walked in. So this is at 1111 Grand Boulevard downtown. And we saw your review and thought, your review on the pitch, and we thought, well, my future mother-in-law and I would go and have dinner. And we walked into the hotel and we said, oh, we're here to eat in the restaurant. And the man put his arm out and led us a certain – we walked in and we thought we were still in the hotel lobby. And
which you were. But...
Which we were, which is also the restaurant, which is very different from other hotel restaurants I've been to. But it was very cool. It seemed very old-fashioned and swanky and sort of upscale downtown feel.
There's definitely a swankiness factor.
Yes, yes. And it's a very cool kind of swanky, cozy feeling. I didn't have the greatest experience with the food, but they are still new, and they are technically they're still in their soft open. They're having their grand opening,
I think, in a week.
In a week, so they're still working out some kinks.
And there are kinks.
There definitely are some kinks, and I hate to say too many bad things about a new restaurant that is still working out its kinks. But you know, we had the lobster corn dogs, which
I liked.
I think ours were a little bit overcooked when we had them, but they're not corn dogs. I expected lobster breaded in cornmeal, and it was
it's a cornmeal tempura, very light.
Very, very lightly, basically almost just a deep fried little bit of lobster on a stick, which also sounds really great. Then we had the deviled eggs, which, you know.
They did not score in your top 5.
How can you mess up deviled eggs?
You'd be amazed.
You would be amazed. I think if anyone from the Reserve is listening, please pay attention to those deviled eggs because they are hard to mess up. And then for our main course, I had the pork belly orquete, and I had peas and asparagus, and it was pretty good. It could use a little more seasoning. And my mother-in-law-to-be had the sliders and the ratatouille. And, you know, our favorite part of the meal was the drinks and the decor. But like I said, it's a new place. I will give it a chance again.
Let me say that I think the Reserve, what they're trying to do, is very, very ambitious. It's a hotel in a building that was never a hotel. And it's in a neighborhood that has not been known as a dining destination for years. And, you know, they've got a lot of obstacles to overcome. Plus, you know, it'll be interesting to see if it catches on. I think it will, and I think that chef Jeffrey Van Glabeck is really talented, and I think this place has a lot of potential. Have you been there yet, Mary?
I haven't yet. No.
And it is very attractive. So I think.
And if nothing else, it's a great place to go and have drinks and sort of escape the craziness of Power and Light.
Right.
It's quiet.
It's a nice
and
alternative
cozy
to Power and Light.
Absolutely.
Yes, right next to the south of the hotel. There's a gated parking lot.
Yeah, is it free? Because we just did street parking.
Yes. You press a button and say, I'm here to eat and drink.
Or how swanky.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like, you know, the old speakeasy days, except it's for the parking lot.
Yeah. Well, after that meal, we decided to not have dessert there, and we went to the Alamo Draft House, Chesterfield, the bar inside, and had some delicious warm chocolate cookies and cocktails. And there was trivia going on, which happens there every Thursday night. And I love a place.
Who hosts that? Do you know?
It's called Geeks Who Drink.
Okay.
So I think they exist in more than one city. But last night, and I think it happens at a few bars around Kansas City. So Thursday nights, it's at the Chesterfield at the Alamo Draft House.
Speaking of lobbies, is that in that lobby area, which used to be called something else, or the Marquee Room? Is it the same space?
Yes, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. So now it's called the Chesterfield. So the main AMC Main Street, so this is the former AMC Main Street at 14th and Main, was taken over by Alamo Draft House out of Austin.
All right.
So it's much more funky and fun and adult and less...
Do they have
less mainstream, more Main Street?
Emily, do they have a dinner menu of some kind, or is
they
it just
do
sort
have
of...
a dinner menu? But it's the same menu as the food that you can order while you're in the movie theater.
Okay.
So you can press a button and get the food brought to you while you're watching a movie, or you can order it from the bar.
Chesterfield. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Yeah,
would you go back to Chesterfield?
Oh, I would. I'll go back. I think I'm going to go back every Thursday night.
Really? All
it's right by my office. It's great. It's the drinks are affordable and it's fun. And
did you guess any trivia questions correctly?
I did. One of which the answer was Teddy Ruxpin, and I will leave the rest of that to your imagination.
Teddy Ruxpin. That sounds vaguely familiar. Oh, okay. Mary.
Okay. Well, I didn't do any trivia in the last 2 weeks, but I did go to the new barbecue truck, Driftwood KC, which is at 101st Street and State Line, which is in the parking lot just north of Office Max. And it's run by my...
Wow, it's competing right with Gates.
Yeah, you would think so, but evidently not. They've got lines out the truck, and they're selling out every time they're open.
Who's running it?
It is my... This is what I wanted to say up front. It's my nephew and his wife. But if I didn't think the food was good, I just wouldn't have mentioned it at all. And it is really good. Brian does have a culinary degree, and he worked at Le Fou Frog and Café Provence and Cupini, so he knows what he's doing. And he's got a smoker right in his truck, and he's doing chopped brisket with slaw sandwiches and ribs and Italian sausage and awesome French fries.
Now, does he serve some kind of beverage?
You can have
soda pop?
Soda,
okay.
And water.
When is it open?
It's open Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 2.
Does it ever move, or is it always parked
it's
there?
It's always there except for events. He's going to start doing events. But he wanted to start slow
really
and
visible.
Simply. It is. And he's got this really...
Why is it called the Driftwood? It sounds like a seafood restaurant.
You know, that's a good question.
It moves.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. And
it floats.
Driftwood, you know.
Smoking with wood.
Wood,
right.
Barbecue. Uh-huh. You know, it's... So, anyway, it's he's doing it right. He's just starting with a small menu. And I think so far the reviews have been very good. I also went to Freebirds, which I think Chris mentioned last time.
That's a chain burrito place, sort of in the line.
A competitor,
Chipotle.
Yes. And there's only one in Kansas City right now, which is at 6029 Medcalf. And there are many more coming. I thought it was great. It's much more happening than Chipotle. There's a big buzz there. I was there at 1:30 in the afternoon and
what
was
makes
packed.
It, well, what makes
I don't
it
know. The atmosphere, just the.
I know they have different kinds of. Tortillas.
They do, but the whole look of the place is different. They have drinks. They have TVs going. You know, you can come in and listen to watch a sports game or whatever. And almost all the additions are free. It's very hard to run up a tab at this place. I had a salad. The chicken I didn't think was as good as Chipotle, but the pork and steak looked every bit as good. And you can just pile up all the salsas and cheeses and
you mean ask
beans.
For them and they don't charge you
right.
extra? That's
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think...
It's also the chain that on their dessert selection, whatever it may be, but they have something called pot brownies.
Oh.
I can tell right from this that you did not have one.
No. Well, it sounds good, though. I'm sorry I didn't.
I suspect that they are completely legal and, you know...
or that's what they want.
Yeah. But the people, there are a ton of people working there, and they're all really well trained, really friendly, upbeat.
Good.
So
I was going to say, there's one going into the old Chili's spot in Westport Road. Yeah.
So that's a good
doing,
location.
Yeah, and they're doing great things with the outside of the building. So that building's been sitting there forever. I'm very excited for it to open.
Yeah, that's the next one. And then I went to a preview yesterday of the new Tavern in Mission Farms. Mm-hmm. And
that's the site of the old
Avenue Bistro and Zest.
Okay.
And I think he's fixed the problems with the physical space. The back room is no longer private, and it fits better with the overall scheme of the restaurant. And his menu is probably 75% the same as
you're talking about. Kelly Manning,
yes.
The owner of Tavern in the Village. Is that what
right?
Okay.
And but they do have some items that are exclusive to both. And they just hired Jason Connor. Charles, I don't know if you remember him, but he was at Lydia's, great general manager, and he's
a wonderful manager.
He's in the Mission Farm space.
If you are just now joining us, this is Central Standard Friday on KCUR. I'm Charles Fruzet. I don't know if I ever introduced myself.
Everybody knows who you are, Charles.
I hope they do. Charles Fruzet with The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which is fatcity@pitch.com. And we are also here with Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. We are talking about food. This first hour, we want to know where you have been to eat at 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888. And speaking of new places, Gloria, have you been anywhere new?
Well, yes and no. I'll start with the no. Because I did go to Oklahoma Joe's in Olathe because I couldn't get into the one on Row. They were snaking out the door. So I thought,
is that the original one, the one on Row?
No,
that's the newest.
Yeah.
That's the newest. That's right across the street from
the Friday's location.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the Friday's location, right. And so I went over to the one in Olathe, and we got there just in time because the line started to form. But it moved pretty quickly, and it was fine. It was good. But then I went to the United Nations of Eateries. There's a place at the southeast corner of College and Quivira has like five or six different restaurants that all are different. From Italian, there's Rico's, Tequila Harry's, there's a Chinese place.
Oh, the place across from the Johnson County
County Community College. And we went for lunch to the little Greek place, and I think it's just called Greek cuisine. I didn't see a name, and if somebody has the name, please call in. It was really good. There's nothing fancy schmancy about it at all, but it's just a hole in the wall. But it was good. I had a chicken gyro, and it was delish. And then there's also a new breakfast place right next to Tequila Harry's that I don't know the name of, but we didn't see it because we didn't go around the corner. So there's a whole lot of places to choose from right there that you can
I happen to be a fan of that little Italian restaurant called Rico's.
Rico's, yeah. Me too. It's been there forever.
R-I-C-C-O-apostrophe.
Yeah. And then yesterday, this isn't anything new, but I was dying for one of those cupcakes at
the cupcake.
I was over here at Europa. So it was like 5 o'clock. I was waiting for fashion night out. So I zipped in and they had a red velvet cupcake. And I had it in the car. Don't tell anybody.
Well, we do have already people who are emailing us at centralstandard@kcor.org and tweeting at KCORCST, including Alicia on Twitter, wants to know what the critics think of the new Kill Devil Club in the Power and Light District. I didn't know if they were serving food or not. Are they, Emily?
I don't know. I'll admit I have an aversion to the Power and Light District. Yeah. And I haven't tried it yet, but I'm a big fan of Ryan Mabee, so I'm going to mm-hmm. give it a chance.
And their grand opening isn't for a couple more weeks.
Okay.
But I will go. I promise to go and report back.
And if somebody knows whether they're serving food or not, I know it's sort of a rum joint. You can call us at 816-235-2888. We have an email from Mike in Midtown saying, I'm looking for a beef jerky connection. Do you know any good places?
7-Eleven.
I guess he asked for that. I'm not a big beef jerky fan, so I don't know where one would go.
Probably out in the country where they smoke stuff.
Or Bickelmeyer's maybe.
Yeah. I think Bickelmeyer's does do their own. I am a big beef jerky fan, and I'm perfectly content with 7-Eleven.
I think somebody just recently told me, Emily, that Bickelmeyer's, which is in Kansas City, Kansas.
Fritz's?
Yeah.
Maybe Fritz's? Or Werner. What's the name of the
Werner's?
Werner's.
I feel like Bickelmeyer would be the most likely to have it because they do everything. And they get the whole animal themselves and they do everything. Uh-huh. You can get pig ears for your dog, anything you want.
Lawrence favorites on Twitter, because in the second half of the show, we're going to devote the show exclusively to restaurants in Lawrence, Kansas. Mm-hmm. Lawrence favorites on Twitter. Justin says he likes Rudy's Pizza. I get a slice whenever I'm in town. I haven't been to Rudy's Pizza, but I'm now intrigued. PVHX says they like Freebirds because they have tons of choices.
Yep. Oh.
Luke on Facebook likes Wheatfields, Rudy's, mm-hmm. and La Paria, which I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Wheatfields fan, but we'll talk more about that. If you've been to a new place in Kansas City, Missouri, though.
Or Kansas,
correct. 816-235-2888. I have not been to, and we've discussed this very briefly, but yeah. I'm going to finally make a foray to the new delicatessen in
Marv's.
What's the general consensus on Marv's?
You've been, Gloria,
yeah,
right?
I have. And we talked about this last week. I think it's pretty good. I'm coming from the home cooking side of this, so I think that it's decent. Yeah. So go. Okay.
We are getting phone calls at 816-235-2888. Because I want to take this call from Corey in Emporia, Kansas, because it's a beef jerky call. Corey, do you know where to get good beef jerky?
Yes, I do. I grew up in Ardmore, Oklahoma, and down around Ardmore, around Medill and Marietta, there's a little place called Robertson's that makes beef jerky that is just fabulous. It's very tough to chew, but the good thing is, that they actually sell it at a 7-Eleven. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not a 7-Eleven. A Love's in going down south, just probably about an hour south of Kansas City on 35.
I don't think I would, even if I like beef jerky, and I don't, but even if I loved beef jerky, I don't think I'd drive an hour for it.
No, I do love beef jerky, and I will not drive an hour for it.
And then you could eat it all the way home.
Yeah.
A whole hour.
Yeah.
And for the next week.
But Corey, thank you for that phone call, because we did want to know where. I'd like to find out, just for our previous callers' information, where one can get beef jerky maybe a little closer to home. I don't know.
There's a Parisi coffee shop that's opening in Park Place. I don't know when, but soon.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. October.
They have one down at Union Station.
Right.
And it's good.
Yeah.
It's something different. The coffee is dripped.
Wait. What does that have to do with beef jerky?
Pour over.
Do they have, coffee flavored beef jerky?
Yeah.
I knew this would happen. This is going to turn into the beef jerky show. We've got Sarah. Sarah in Midtown?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. What you have a brief beef or some kind of jerky recommendation?
Well, I'm a beef jerky fan as well, but KC Buffalo Company, they come to the River Market every Saturday, and I assume Sunday, but you'd have to check. But they have excellent buffalo jerky always, and it's really good.
They're definitely always at the market on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
And what do they sell besides buffalo jerky? Anything?
Oh, goodness. Summer sausage, any cut of buffalo you could ever desire, as well as dog treats as well. So.
Okay. I would hate if you got something mixed up.
No kidding.
Yes, 816-235-2888. I think we have really maybe done beef jerky pretty well. But we are going to be talking about Lawrence in the second half of the show. And we do want to hear your favorite Lawrence places. And maybe to get people in the mood, let's all name our one top favorite Lawrence restaurant. Because mine would be 7:15.
Mm-hmm. That would be mine, and that's mine as well.
I can't choose just one, but I would probably say the burger stand at the Cosbah.
Noisy. You know, we were talking about the noise level at Port Fonda last time we had the show, and it's a pretty noisy restaurant too in Westport.
You just don't want to go before a game, but other times the burgers, it's like a Blanc, but the burgers are just phenomenal.
Oh, I think agree. They're delicious.
I love Esquina next door, so I had to get that in too. Two favorite places.
Well, my favorite place actually doesn't exist anymore.
What was that?
Cafe Beautiful.
Oh, it's gone?
It's gone.
It was a sushi restaurant.
Oh, I loved it.
You could call it a restaurant.
Yeah.
It was in a second floor on Mass Street, and the chef, he ran the whole place by himself, and he only did two seatings a night. And so you would go in and get a table, and it was yours. You either did the early seating and late seating, and you had the whole restaurant or apartment to yourself. and it was 8 courses, and he charged you based on whatever his grocery cost was that night. And
you
it
brought
took,
in your own
You
wine.
Bring your own alcohol.
I'm starting to understand why it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And I mean, really needs to be a slight profit margin.
It was fabulous. And as an aside, that was Wilt Chamberlain's apartment
I've
when he lived
that,
at it.
But I've also heard that was a rumor.
Oh,
so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I like Zen Zero.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. But let's we're staying closer to home. Let's go to Melissa in Overland Park. Melissa, are you with us?
Hi, yes. I'm calling. You just mentioned the College and Quivira area.
Right.
I recently, now this is not your upscale la-di-da restaurant by any means, but it's a new little pizza place called Casey Slices, and it's right across from the college between the Boston Market and Taco Bell. And what's cool is that it's drive-through. I had never been through a drive-through pizza place where you can order just one slice at a time.
Fun.
Yeah, and their prices are like $1.50 for the cheese, and then it goes on up, and they have this great portobello mushroom with pesto sauce.
Wow.
Is and it the, thick crust or thin crust?
That's the best part. It's kind of a thin crust, homemade, and the man that owns Farm to Market Bakery helps the owner develop the crust with, you know, honey and blah, blah. It's very good and friendly and cheap and delicious, so.
Thank you.
That's great, Melissa. I've never heard that ingredient list before, honey and blah, blah.
I know. Yeah. That's how I cook all the time.
Let's go to Kent in Mission. Kent, I have a feeling you're going to be going on that beef jerky tangent.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't let it go. You briefly mentioned Fritz's, and Fritz's would be the answer. It's been a while since I've gotten any from them, but that was always the best beef jerky I've ever.
Now, is this Fritz's at like 101st and State Line?
Yes.
Next to Gates.
Next to Gates, okay. Yeah. And they have their own beef jerky.
Last time I checked, it's been a while, but I assume they're still there, and that was kind of a specialty of theirs, I think, is smoked meat. So.
All right. Well, thank you for that. If someone's listening and they never wanted beef jerky,
now
they will want it, yes. And this will be our last beef jerky call. Brad and Waldo.
Hey there. McGonagall's.
Of course.
Really do. It's not cheap. But what it is the most flavorful beef jerky I've had. And also, it doesn't tear your teeth out.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's a plus, yeah.
So I would recommend it highly. And, I love that shop, but I buy my meat elsewhere. But I also only buy my beef jerky there.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for that call, Brad.
It's a great place for fish, too.
All right.
Also a great place to get a sandwich. They have their smoker out front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People love that barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting very excited because in the second half of the show, which is coming up, we are going to be talking only about Lawrence.
And no beef jerky.
Mm-hmm. No beef jerky calls, unless it's beef jerky in Lawrence.
Just opened the floodgates.
Yeah,
right,
I did.
Charles?
Yeah, forget it. We're not even doing that. So we'll be right back. And welcome to Central Standard Friday, the food edition. My name is Charles Ferusa. I'm with The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which is Fat City at pitch.com. I'm here with Emily Ferris, and you are with?
FeedMeKC.com and the Feed Me KC podcast.
Very good. And
Mary Block with AroundTheBlockKC.com and the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star.
Gloria Gale, 435 South.
We are starting to get a lot of calls on our switchboard because the subject for the next 20 or 30 minutes is Lawrence. And, I had something very profound to say that I completely forgot. But we'll come back. Burgers are a great place to go to. And there's several places
there
for burgers. But we just found out that local burger is not one of them.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah, and we hope to find more about that.
If anybody knows what happened to Local Burger, call and tell us, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or send an email to centralstandard@kcor.org. We're also reading your tweets at KCORCST. And Pam in Baldwin.
Yes, hi. I'm calling to say that Cafe Beautiful is still open.
Is it
under new ownership.
Oh.
Really? Well, can you tell us a little bit about... I know it closed for a while, and sometimes the owner would disappear and go away and come back. So,
well, he has gone back to Korea.
Okay.
And he has sold the restaurant to a lovely young woman named Melinda Roeder. And she is the sole chef at Cafe Beautiful, which remains Asian fusion.
And in the same location, I
assume. Same location, yes. And myself and Carol Hurst of Lawrence have completely redecorated the inside of the restaurant. And it's beautiful to be in, and the food is outstanding.
Well, let me ask you, Pam, is the rumor true that the restaurant is in a famous apartment?
Will Chamberlain's old apartment?
I don't know that. You'd have to contact the owner, Melinda Roeder.
All right.
And is the menu the same style?
It's the same style. It's a reservation only with a set menu. She will work with, the guests as to food allergies or certain things they like, and it's very seasonal and beautifully sauced and presented.
Hey, thank you, Pam. Thank you for finding that out for us.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks. Right.
And that was Pam in Lawrence. Let's go to Shannon in Overland Park.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. I had to get off the line there. My daughter's school called, but I had found out that local burger. We actually drove up to Lawrence for a few reasons, but the choice that I made to go out to eat was to local burger, because they've got the best burgers in Lawrence, at least they did used to. When we drove up, the entire place was just completely empty. There was no note. It was very shocking.
Well, did someone see something on their web,
yeah,
Emily?
Yeah, last night we went to the website and it said, we are sorry to inform you that our Lawrence location is no longer open. But that was it. There was no other information.
Or no CS at our other location in, in beautiful downtown Paducah.
It's a burger mystery.
Well, and so here's what I did. I couldn't really take that for an answer, just driving up and there being nothing. So I did what probably anybody would have done, and that's go to Teller's.
Oh, okay. How was it?
And they had the best thing that I saw was when they had the little sign out front and a beautiful quote from Julia Child saying, "The best kinds of people are those that like to eat food." I think I may have gotten, misquoted a little bit, but. And so I walked in, and they immediately sat us down. And I asked them, hey, it's been a while. What happened to Local Burger? And, they were really sad about it, too. And
but did they give you a reason why it's closed?
Well, word on the street is that it probably could have been managed a little bit better.
Okay. You could say that about a lot of restaurants. Yeah.
And is Teller still Italian? Yeah. I know they changed the...
They've got a really neat menu going. A lot of fusion in their cuisine, with the French and the Italian and American. And then, they've just got their own flair. They have all the olive oils and the different, their own bread that's fresh, they've got the cracked pepper and...
Well.
Their chicken is really good. That's what I got. And they had a potato gratin on the side.
There's nothing like chicken with potato gratin on the side. It's one of my very favorite home-style dishes. Hey, thank you so much for that phone call about Teller's. I've not been there in a long time.
I haven't been since they switched owners.
Yeah, they've done that a couple times, I think.
I think so.
That's pretty.
Let's go to Beth, who's on the road to Lawrence, I think. Are you not? Beth?
I'm on the road to St. Genevieve, Missouri from Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, you're a traveling lady.
I'm a traveler lady, but Lawrence is my hometown.
So what were you going to tell us about?
I heard the burger question, and 23rd Street Brewery has a great burger named after Hank Booth. And, he brought in the radio station to Lawrence 50 years ago, so I thought, how apropos for around the block.
All right. All
and
right.
23rd Street Brewery, I believe, is part of KC Hop. So it's like 75th Street, but in Lawrence on 23rd.
Okay.
It's not anymore. It is independent of 75th Street now, and that's kind of even why they changed the name to 23rd Street, which is the street it's actually on in Lawrence, if you go back. So,
is it a microbrewery? I mean, do they have their own beers?
Yes, they do. So they do their own craft beers, and they're kind of famous for the fog, and they... Crimson Fog, they name them after KU themes and Kansas themes. So,
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Beth. Who knew?
I know.
Speaking of brewery food, Free State Brewery.
I know.
So it's great. Delish. It's such a great place to
go. It's sort of an iconic place in Lawrence, isn't it?
Just don't go before a game if you actually want to get a table and eat food. I think that can be said for any place on Mass Street. Yeah. If you want food, don't go before a game.
But you know what I love about Lawrence is that it's not just burgers and pizza. It is such a cosmopolitan city in terms of the kind of food that they have, the different cuisines.
We are going to go to Matt in Baldwin City. Matt, do you have something to tell us?
Well, yeah. I guess about a month and a half ago, you gave me some marching orders to give you a report on a restaurant here in Baldwin City.
I remember you, Matt. Yeah.
We were discussing the sad closure of Feaster's Bistro.
I know. Whatever happened? Is there anything in Feaster's now?
No. No, they're trying to sell the building.
Okay.
And, as far as I know, there's nothing in there. But you had mentioned an interest in Moni's seafood restaurant in downtown Baldwin City. And indeed, it is a nice place to eat. We went there last Friday evening.
And Matt, how is Moni's spelled? Is it M-O-N-I?
M-O-N-I.
Okay.
And it's the first name, I think, of the wife and the couple who owns part of the first name. It's like a nickname.
Well, if you were going to give us your Reader's Digest condensed version of your review, what would you tell us?
I would say it is a good, serviceable meal, not the most splashily presented, in a large, tin-ceilinged old hardware store that is a pleasant enough atmosphere, a bit echoey. There was a nice guitar player playing in the background. The food was good, if not the most elegant or splashily presented.
Well, when you say seafood, what do they have anything besides fried shrimp?
I had salmon. I had a combination plate, salmon and prawn shrimp and scallops. I might have admonished them to caramelize the surface of their shallot.
I think you should have.
I mean, scallop a little bit more. But it was all tasty and well presented. The service was sprightly and attentive. And I was pleased.
You know, I've got to use that word sprightly.
Sprightly.
I really don't use it enough. Hey, Matt, thank you for that great, colorful review of Moni's in Baldwin City. We do have an email from Molly saying, local burger has closed, but they are talking about opening a food truck. Well, who is not opening a food truck besides the four of us at this panel? The veggie burgers are available in grocery stores, including Whole Foods nationwide.
Well, that's good to know.
Let's go to Amy in Lawrence.
Hi. Actually, I'm calling to verify the story about Local Burger. She's currently marketing her veggie burgers under the name Hillary's Eat Well.
Hillary's
Eat Well. Yeah, Hillary's Eat Well. And I know she's got a Facebook page. And so she has closed the business on Mass Street. I think probably the rent is high for restaurants on Mass Street. But she's actually doing well and is, I think, pursuing this other venture instead of the restaurant currently. So it's kind of got a happy ending.
Great. We love happy endings. Now, you have a favorite restaurant in Lawrence, do you not?
I absolutely do. It is 715. And I think Northern Italian cuisine. But the thing I love about it so much is that it tastes of Kansas. It is everything fresh, everything local. You know exactly where your ingredients are coming from. The atmosphere is just wonderful. It's such a beautiful restaurant. And they have a fabulous bar and my favorite cocktails in Lawrence also.
Very good. And now,
which is important to any meal.
And the address of that is 715 Massachusetts, is that correct?
It is.
All right.
That's easy enough.
And are they still serving Sunday brunch?
As far as I know, yes, they are, which is amazing as well.
It's a very interesting
Lawrence,
brunch.
Lawrence is a great place to do brunch in general.
Well, if you weren't going to 715, where would you be going for brunch in Lawrence?
I've started going to Global Cafe a lot.
Where's that?
It's on Mass Street. I'm not sure of the block. It's either on the 900 or 1000 block.
Mm-hmm.
It's got more of a Central American, Latin American flavor to it. The menus, but it also has your traditional kind of farmer's breakfast also. I think it's a little bit lesser known, and so you can get in, you can get a table a lot easier.
Is this where the Paradise Cafe or the Paradise?
I'm not positive.
Okay.
It's been around for a while, though. I think it's been there for at least a couple years now, so I think it's probably stood the test of time for
Lawrence, anyway.
Yeah. Hey, but it's easier to get into than Milton's, huh?
I think it probably is. Although I like Milton's.
That's I do, too. Yeah.
And I also reviewed some other little cute place that wasn't on Massachusetts. It was on one of the side streets, of which, of course, I cannot remember the
name.
Was
it the Bourgeois Pig?
Near there, like catty corner from there.
Oh, well, you mean a little breakfast place?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I can see it, but I don't know the name of it.
Not Henry's?
No, it's another M, I think.
Well, you know what? Someone's going to call us.
But we haven't talked about Pachamamas.
Well, an email from Jennifer. As a longtime Lawrence foodie, I have to add my 2 cents. I'm a big fan of 715. Another favorite is Pachamamas. If you want a great burger, they've got them. The Murder Burger, that sounds terrifying. The Murder Burger involves a deep fried patty, pickled peppers, avocado, and gorgonzola bacon spread.
Wow.
That's your kind of burger, man.
Right. But I will say the nice thing about Pachamamas is that they do have the Star Bar where you can just get a burger and not have to have a full meal.
Nice, too.
Yep. We are taking your phone calls at
816-235-2888. How about the Eldridge?
We need to. I want to throw a question out to Lawrence residents or people who go to Lawrence. I have heard mixed reviews on the Sunday brunch at the Eldridge. It's not very expensive.
Well, you have to pick and choose because there's so many options.
Okay.
So it's a brunch buffet,
right?
That's a good thing. And so if there are great things on it, and I think like any buffet, there are things on it that are not as great. But you get to choose what goes into your own omelet. So choose the right ingredients. For the price, I think it's great.
All right. And I do want to say that I want to finish this. The number here, if you want to join the conversation, is 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email to centralstandard@kcor.org or tweet us at KCORCST. Mary.
Charles, you were asking about the breakfast place on New Hampshire. I thought it was an M. It's Mirth. Is that what you were thinking of?
Yeah. Is it Cafe? Cafe Mirth Mirth Cafe. Yeah. I had an excellent breakfast there. Tara in Lawrence wants to talk about one of my very, very favorite places. Tara.
Hi.
Were you going to put a shout out to Oh Boy Chicken?
I sure am. They are. We are. My house is a low gluten, wheat free house, and so we always look for places where we can go and have good gluten free food. And the Orient is owned by a woman named Nancy, and she's Vietnamese. And I can't remember her last name, but she's awesome. She's been around forever, and they started making this excellent gluten-free fried chicken that is just absolutely top-notch.
Well, Tara, you're leaving out my very, very favorite point of this restaurant, which is Oh Boy Chicken is really part of the Orient. So if you go there for dinner, you can have a complete fried chicken dinner and spring rolls.
And I also want to put a plug in for Nancy because she's an immigrant, and she comes from a different culture, and I think people talk bad about the restaurant because it just doesn't hold up to this, the kind of American corporate standard where everything is sort of perfectly in its place. So you might go into the bathroom, and there might be some cleaning supplies sitting in the corner.
I personally cleaned that bathroom once.
Oh, you did?
I just felt the need to. But although I would have. But I've always found that place to be really tidy, actually. And Nancy's a doll. And the food, I love the gluten-free fried chicken. It's great.
It really is. And the potatoes, too. They're really great, too.
Hey, thank you, Tara. And we are taking a call from Marvy in Shawnee. Marvy?
Hi there. I was going to say good afternoon, but good morning. My husband, Mark, and I were driving in last week from from central Kansas because we live here, but we're visiting relatives out in the middle of nowhere. And we had called in, asked for Pachamamas, had one of the best meals that we've had in 6 months, and we like to eat at Blue Stem and Extra Virgin and Cafe Europa. We had great service. We had great food. Mark did the tasting menu, and it was wonderful. I did French fries and the best grilled cheese I've had and ever had a fantastic salad.
Wait, what makes a grilled cheese? I mean, you know, grilled cheese is a grilled cheese.
Well, it had like a chutney in it.
Okay.
And it was just, so you had that sweet and the cheddar cheeses and the things with it. So it was just great, perfectly caramelized on the outside, a huge piece of breads that were there that, you know, wide, but it was not so much that you didn't have to, you know, spread your mouth real big. It was just great. The dipping sauce with the French fries and everything was wonderful. Mark asked for a little bit to come home to go with some of the tasting he had left, and they sent it with us. Our service was wonderful. It was just great.
Now,
we're going to make the drive back.
Were you there for lunch or dinner?
We went for dinner. Like I said, we called in at 6 o'clock from outside Manhattan and said we'd be there at 8, and they said, okay, great, we'll get you seated, and whether we were like the last table that came in at that point in time, and we were there till midnight, just having a wonderful time.
And they have a grilled cheese on the dinner menu.
They had a grilled cheese on their dinner menu.
Interesting.
It was great.
All right, who would have thunk it? Yeah, okay, thank you so much. Let's go to Lenny and Lawrence. Lenny, are you on the air with us?
Oh, yes, I am.
And you have an answer to somebody's question?
Oh, someone was asking about the restaurant that began with an M across from a coffee shop. It's Murph.
Yes. And do you ever go to eat there?
I do, lunchtime mostly.
Okay.
And they have very nice salads and sandwiches. And what I always like to do is combine. They'll give you half and half of two different salads, which is really nice.
Oh, that is nice. Okay. That's Cafe Murph. I thought it was kind of a great college restaurant. There was sort of an old hippie quality to it. You know, you sort of wish you were wearing a tie-dyed shirt.
You know, speaking of old hippie quality, Silas and Maddie's ice cream has been there forever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's fabulous. And it is an old hippie place. It looks like it. And they have a zillion flavors. It's wonderful.
You know, you can get that ice cream at Miami Ice on 39th Street.
Oh, you can?
Not
really?
All the flavors, but
really?
You can. Yeah.
Oh,
that's good to know. Yeah. And that's right across the street from Frickin' Frack on 39th Street. Let's go to Will. Will of Lawrence.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I'm just calling to talk about two places, two great places, in my opinion, in Lawrence. One is, hands down, at least for me, the best Mexican restaurant in Lawrence. It's called Mexquisito. It's a combination of the name is a combination of the Mexico and Exquisito, the Spanish word for exquisite, and the place is great.
What is
really,
the address
really
there,
good.
Sir?
It's 712 Mass Street. It's across the street from 715.
Okay.
And, it's a wonderful Mexican restaurant. One of my favorite dishes there is called birria, which is it's a slow-cooked pork shoulder meat, and they serve it with on a consommé style broth with chili, cilantro, onion, and lime, and it's just to die for.
Ooh, Mary and I are drilling
over
here.
Yeah, we really are.
and what is
the place is really good. It's relatively new. I think it's been there for maybe 6 months, something like that.
No wonder,
but it's
I haven't heard of it.
Really good.
And what is your second recommendation?
The second recommendation is an Italian restaurant called the Basil Leaf. It's on,
that's the one in the gas station. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's the best Italian restaurant in town. And it's a great place because it's just there at a gas station. So it's kind of, you know, it's out of the ordinary type of place to go. And you go there and you can see the chef cooking your dish in front of you. And it's a really good Italian restaurant. The food is really good.
And you can get a pack of cigarettes and a Coke. Yeah.
And beef jerky.
Jerky. Now, do you know, and beef jerky. Do you know the address of the Basil Leaf?
I think it's 3300 West Street. West 6th Street.
Sixth Street, that is correct. And the food is very, very good there. It's ultra
and
casual.
Cheap too because every entry is like less than $10.
That's true. And I think most of the people actually take their food home there.
Yeah. They have a few tables where you can sit down, but most of the folks that go in there to buy stuff, they just take it home. At least that's what I always do when I go there.
Those are two great recommendations. Another Lawrence resident, Jessica on Facebook, says, don't forget about WA, W-A. Mm-hmm. That's a very nice sushi place.
It is.
Yeah, and fun. I don't remember the address. I think it's on Massachusetts.
It is. And, you know, you mentioned earlier La Paria, which is Latin American. That's very good. It's got, like, the rice bowls. And if you don't want to go all the way to Lawrence, they opened one in Olathe.
Same thing. Let's go to Brian. Brian and Shawnee.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. You have something to tell us.
Caravan on Vermont Street is awesome Cajun food. They've got po' boys and homemade soup.
I'm sorry, what is the name of the restaurant again, Brian?
Caravan.
How is that spelled?
T-E-R-R-E-B-O-N-N-E, I believe.
Okay. Good land, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what do you like there?
The po' boys are good. His homemade ice cream is excellent, and the deviled eggs are really good as well.
Well, that just piqued Emily's interest.
I need a good deviled egg to get me back on deviled eggs now. Yeah. So.
Have you been to the Czar Bar? They have good deviled eggs.
I have not had their
deviled
eggs.
They're the good use.
Okay.
Deviled eggs.
I'm a big West Side local. Okay.
Oh, I'll tell you who else has deviled eggs, although I don't. And thank you, Brian. I don't want this to turn into the deviled egg hour.
Better than the beef jerky hour, though.
Yes. Magnolia's over on 29th and Cherry, I believe, has wonderful deviled eggs.
Oh, I did have those. Those are great.
And let's see, an email from Jennifer. My husband and I have lived in Lawrence for almost 20 years, and our favorite restaurant is El Matador, which I've never been to. Have you been?
I haven't, no.
You're a Mexican restaurant
I know.
Expert.
There are just so many places to go in Lawrence. I feel like I need to just go move there for a week or something.
Well, I mean, this has been, you know, a really interesting hour because we've learned that Cafe Beautiful is still open.
Mm-hmm. Reopen.
Reopen under new owners. And we've learned that Local Burger is closed. And we've learned that Wheatfields is the place where I would wish I was right now eating a big, fat cinnamon roll. Mm.
And we've learned about this new Mexican restaurant that Emily and I are going to go to.
Right now.
Mexquisito. Mexquisito.
Mexquisito. And across from 715.
Yeah, 712. Yeah, all right. I'm ready to go to Lawrence right now.
I think I'm going to plan a trip to Lawrence this weekend.
And then we're all going to use Sprightly in our next reviews.
Email from Michael. Must say Encore Cafe has the best Asian food anywhere. The ambiance isn't great, but the food is amazing. I have eaten at the Encore Cafe, and I want to tell you that I had a dish that I didn't think I'd like, but I loved it. It was a vegetarian version of General Tso's chicken.
Oh, whoa.
And
how does that work?
I think it was made with seitan or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But it tasted just like the real thing, and you feel a lot healthier eating it.
I would probably just eat the batter and the sauce, to be honest.
So, yes, the Encore Cafe, which I'm thinking, is that on Massachusetts? We need to find addresses for all these places because we are going to post all of these selections on the Central Standard Friday webpage. And email from Janice gave us more favorites. Her favorites, Free State Brewery and Zen Zero, which we all agree is a great place. Mm-hmm. That's sort of an Asian fusion place.
It is, definitely.
And that is on Massachusetts, Zen Zero.
I have an address for Encore as well. It's 1007 Mass Street.
Thank you. 1007 for the Encore Cafe, where you can get a lot of great Asian food, including faux General Tso's chicken. okay, last word. Mm. What your favorite place?
Well, I mean, I really nobody said anything about Genovese.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I think that may be really the best Italian restaurant.
It's good. Yeah. And you can sit outside sometimes when it's below 100.
And we really didn't talk much about Esquina, which is the Krause and Bates's place. And that is different now. You don't order at the counter anymore. It's a sit-down restaurant. Mediterranean, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where's the burger bar?
Right next door.
Right next
One's
door.
One's 803 and the other's 801 Mass.
And they own it, too?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Emily?
I'm still going to say dinner at 715, followed by a beer at the Bourgeois Pig.
I love that name. Is that a restaurant?
No, it's a little bar on 9th Street, and they just have a few little taps, but they do coffee, and I think they do a few food items, but I'm not sure.
The Bourgeois Pig.
The Bourgeois Pig.
It is a fabulous, fabulous name. All right. Well, it has been a great show.
It has.
Lawrence. We're going to have to add some more small towns to our repertoire.
Yeah, that would be fun. A tour to Kansas.
A tour to Kansas. And right. I'm thinking that Baldwin City, if it has more than one restaurant, maybe we might go there. Who
and
knows?
And if not, we'll just live broadcast from the one restaurant.
Very good. Okay. Our show was produced today by Tamika Weatherspoon. Our announcer is Kim Noble. And thanks to my fellow food critics today, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale, and to everybody who called in with great, great suggestions. I'm Charles Faruza, and this is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your weekend.